Financial analysts say shareholders in Gunns will be last in line to recover any funds from the Tasmanian Timber Company after it entered administration. Gunns shares hit close to $3.50 in 2007. They were placed in a trading halt at just 16 cents over 6 months ago. In August, Gunns reported a loss of $1 billion for the last financial year. Resources-focused stocks again led the local share market lower. That's after commodity prices fell on worries about the strength of the global economy. By the close of trade, the All Ordinaries Index had shed a third of a percent, as had the ASX 200 Index. Rio Tinto shed almost 2%. Smaller iron ore miners Atlas Iron and Mount Gibson were down well over 4%, and larger rival Fortescue shed 2%. The Australian dollar is heading slightly higher against the greenback. It fell overnight on global growth worries. The Reserve Bank says subdued credit growth and relatively high funding costs could dampen profits at the country's lenders. It's worried this might tempt them to take on riskier loans. In its six-monthly assessment of Australia's financial stability, the RBA says competitive pressures have not yet spurred inappropriate risk-taking, but it's concerned about lower lending standards last seen in the lead-up to the financial crisis.